Hello everyone and welcome to my After Effects tutorial. In this episode, I'm going to show you how to create some high quality lower thirds in Adobe After Effects. So with that being said, let's take a look at what exactly are we going to be creating today. So I'm going to be showing you how to do all of that in today's episode. Now, before I start the tutorial video, let me just tell you that this video is an intermediate to advanced level of tutorial because I'm going to be covering some advanced features and topics of After Effects like the graph editor and alpha mats. So just in case if you don't know how to use them, I'll be putting a link to different tutorials in the description. Make sure you watch them and come back to this video and create your own awesome lower thirds. So with that being said, let's get started, awesome people. So I'm going to create a new composition. I'm going to call it main. I'm going to keep this full HD 29.97, and this video is going to show you a lot of different cool techniques for creating some cool graphics like this. So right off the bat, when you see something like this, you are thinking that okay, we're going to be using some shape layers in After Effects, like a yellow box, gray box, and your different boxes and stuff, and we'll animate those. That technique is not something that would be very flexible. It would be very rigid, and it's better to work with this technique that I'm about to show you. Alright, so instead of creating a shape layer with a rectangle tool, something like this, you're gonna create a new solid, and I'm gonna change its color to nice yellowish orangish color, something like that. I'm gonna call this logo box. There you go. Now, awesome people, I'm gonna take my rectangle tool and I'm gonna create a new mask like this, and you can see that we have created a small logo placeholder. Alright, superb, this works for us. Now what we're gonna do, awesome people, before moving ahead and creating other elements like that line or subtitle box or the main title box, we need to animate this. And the reason we are doing this is so that the future animation, the other elements animation, can be very easy for us. This is basically gonna be like a reference file. Okay, I'm gonna switch back to my selection tool and I'm gonna start its animation. So I'm gonna go to somewhere around 25 frames. I'm going to open my mask and I'm going to start the animation for mask path. Then, awesome people, I'm going to move back to somewhere around 15 frames and I'm going to click on the shape that we have just made, or actually the mask that we have just made. Select both of these top nodes and bring them down like this. I'm going to go to the first frame now. I'm going to select these two nodes and I'm going to squish it off like this. So basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make this thing so small that it is almost invisible. You see that? You seriously cannot see it. And I'm right now zoomed at 400%. So that is superb. And if we were to play this, you can see that it comes ahead. And this right here, awesome people, is superb. And maybe what I can do is I can just make this a little bit thicker so you can see a part of it but not the whole thing. Something like this. Maybe you can just make it a little bit of, you know, fatness. There we go. This is more than enough. Okay, now what we're gonna do is we're gonna create the custom animation, because these diamond keyframes are not good. If you were to play this, you can see that it has that very choppy animation. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna select all of them, hit the graph editor button, select all of them again, and hit the F9 key. Now, I can't hit the F9 because I'm recording my tutorial. I'm gonna do a right click, keyframe assistant, and easy ease. And you can see that we get these two mountains. And basically what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna select the middle keyframe, take this tangent that we have, that we get over here, and I'm gonna pull it like this. And what this basically does is it adds a small ease effect when the animation is coming to the end, to an end. I'm gonna do the same thing with this animation. So I'm gonna go to the last keyframe, select it like this. I'm gonna take its tangent, I'm gonna pull it like that. Superb, so you're gonna have something like this. Now if you were to play it, you can see we get like a very nice smooth crispy animation. Now I think my lower third, my logo box, is not visible right now. You can go in here, make sure that you're on the same keyframe, that's the only thing that you're supposed to take care of, and just add a little bit of motion like this. Select the two nodes over here, add a bit of depth. You can use your arrow keys, actually that's a lot better. And that's it, we have added like a little bit of space to them. Now if you were to play this, see that? Nice. Now what we're gonna do, awesome people, is we're gonna duplicate this. So Control D, and we're gonna have two logo boxes. I'm gonna change the second logo box name to logo box revealer. Okay, I'm gonna press Ctrl Shift Y on my keyboard for going to solid settings, and I'm gonna change its color now to white. And this basically is gonna serve as my alpha mat. I'm gonna come back where the animation has ended, and I'm gonna take my text tool. Now this is just for demonstration purposes, just for the tutorial. If you have a logo, you basically take the logo and you put it between these two layers and then follow along with the tutorial. But since I don't have a logo, I'm gonna take my text tool and I'm gonna type something. I'm gonna type for GT. And the font that I'm using, just in case if anyone is curious, is Bebas New or Bebas New. What is the correct pronunciation for this, but this right here is the name, and I'm gonna keep a link to this in the description because this is a great font. It helps me a lot with my graphic design work. Okay, this is great. Like I said, bring your text layer, in my case text layer, in your case logo if you have one, bring it in between these two layers. So logo box and logo box revealer, in between should be your logo. And then go to track mat. Just in case also people you don't see it, you can enable both the switches over here, or you can just hit F4 and either of them is gonna pop up. There you go. So once you have your track mat, go over here and change to alpha mat. And what's gonna happen, awesome people, is you're gonna get this. Now you're gonna be wondering that, okay, we could have gotten this like that, like we didn't really have to create the logo box revealer TJ style, you know, why the hell did we do it? What is happening? What is actually happening, awesome people, is that this right here is transparency. So if you go back to the first frame, you can see that there is absolutely nothing over there. See, this black is not black, this is actually transparent. Unless we have a black solid over here, this is not black, this is transparency. So the benefit of having this is that if I was working on a white background, okay, my text would be revealed the whole time if we didn't go for, you know, working with this technique. What this does is it only shows the text layer where there is white, and the white is the same size as the logo box because we duplicated these keyframes and the whole thing from this original logo box. So this thing is actually the exact duplicate with just the color difference of the logo box. That's why we just get this thing over here when the animation is completed. This looks really nice. It's a really cool, you know, a new way of doing things, and this is the same thing that's gonna happen with your logo. And one thing that I would like to say is that if you are someone like me who wants to create lower thirds, and you know, you want to basically use this technique and make templates out of it, I'll show you what to do. Now this is gonna slow the tutorial down a bit, so you may want to skip to 1 minute or so, but basically just make this into a pre-composition and say logo replace here. And when you do this, check this out. Well, in your pre-composition you're gonna get this. You can just delete this if this doesn't matter really. But over here, just change this to alpha mat, and it's gonna work the same way. If you were to look over here, you can see that all my all my examples have the ZG logo for ZenGen. If I go over here to important, and if I change this logo holder, if I was to just change this to GT, everything is gonna update. And this is exactly how a logo template is supposed to be set. So if you're a new designer and you're trying to make a career in After Effects by creating some templates and you know, doing something like that, this is something that you have to remember. So just take care of this composition and just tell your client that, you know, go into this composition and change your logo over here, and everything else is gonna update on its own. Just a little tip right there. And to those people who are not interested in this, let's move on. Okay, so we have created this part, this much part. Now let's create the main title holder. I'm gonna create another solid, and then this time I'm gonna keep its color a really nice dark gray. I'm gonna call this title holder right there, and I'm gonna bring this title holder below all my layers so I can see my logo animation, my logo box animation, and I can create a mask accordingly. So I'm gonna again take my rectangle tool, select my title holder, and I'm gonna create a mask like this. There you go, made a nice simple mask. And this is basically the place where the main title is gonna come. Actually, I think I made a little too big. Do it one more time. There you go. Okay, that looks good to me. And just in case, awesome people, if you have again made this a little too big, no worries, we can change this because we haven't started the animation on this, so we can change this without worrying about anything. Okay, I think that looks perfect. I'm gonna open the mask of this one more time, and the same thing again, we're gonna start this animation and we're gonna duplicate this, make it into an alpha matte. But one tip right here is that don't do things like recklessly. What you can do is you can just click on logo box, hit the U key, and sync your animation or sync your keyframes according to these three keyframes. That's gonna help you a little. So again, this is my completed version, so I'm gonna go to 25 frames. I'm gonna start its animation over here. Move over here, and this is where you get to be creative, awesome people. You get to show yourself as a designer, how good of a designer you really are. So I'm not that great, really, you know. I just have like a 33,000 subscribers channel for some reason. Ah, man. Anyways, I'm gonna, maybe I can give this a little bit of more depth, because again, you know, this is getting like super flat and we're not going for that. Because you know, we want to show a little bit of gray so that we can see that okay, something is happening on the screen. There you go, that I think looks good. And now we can, yeah, make it completely disappear. Select both of these, squish them down really, really close. So again, it looks like, you know, it's almost gone. It's still there on the screen, but you cannot see it, it's that small. Play this, and okay, we have something happening, but again, the animation is not all that great. I'm gonna select all my keyframes, go to graph editor, hit the F9 key. I can't hit F9 again. Oh, damn, came very close. Anyway, so right click, assistant, and take easy ease. And now I've got a very different case. I don't know what the hell just happened, but anyways, I'm just gonna bring my keyframes down like this, like that. And I'm gonna, you know, do the same thing so that so when the animation comes to an ease, it has like that ease effect, it has a slow motion effect. See that? Check that out. That looks really nice. And we're gonna repeat the whole thing again. I'm gonna take my text tool, go over here when everything has ended, the whole animation has ended, so I can, you know, properly place my text. I'm gonna type something called, I'm gonna say subscribe. And by the way, awesome people, I'm gonna be releasing my templates. I'm not sure if I just said this or no in this video, but I'm gonna be releasing these templates very soon. I mean, all these lower thirds as a template very soon, where everything is gonna be customized, and you know, like, you just have to like make few changes and everything is gonna be customizable. Anyways, I'm gonna keep this over here. Again, awesome people, duplicate your title holder, change its color, control shift Y to white, new, take the subscribe now text, place it between the two holders. So, and yeah, change the name, title holder revealer, there you go, and title holder. And now just take your text tool and convert this into alpha matte. There you go, awesome people. Now if you were to play this, the text is only gonna appear where there is animation taking place, so your text part, and you are getting perfect transparency. So if I was to take, say, I just have some COD videos, I don't play COD, but you know, yeah, anyways, so you can see, okay, this is a little small, let's stretch this up a bit, so you can see that you're getting perfect transparency at the start, and we're getting perfect, okay, there's a lot of blood, but again, you're getting perfect transparency, and then slowly stuff comes up. And then we get subscribe now. Really bad clip. Let me see if I have like a nice clip to use. I don't have my hard drive, but I have deep storage, won't have any. Ah, too bad. So that is how you create some good lower thirds in Adobe After Effects. Now, if you'll be wondering what is how to create this subtitle bar, same thing, awesome people. Create a new solid, okay. Apply a mask to it, animate that mask accordingly, custom animate it, go to graph editor, change all its keyframe stuff, do that, duplicate it, okay, change the color to white, take your text tool, type out stuff, put the text in the middle of these two text layers and change one of them to alpha matte. There you go, changing the white one to alpha matte. There you go, you have created that same sub box effect. And if you would be wondering how to make something like this, like the one over here, just switch this off, like the one over here with all these lines and stuff, let me just cover this part real quick. This is basically very easy. You just take the pen tool and you just take like you click on over here to fill, change this to no color, take the stroke and give it like a nice white effect, or you know, any color you want, and you change it to 3. Sorry, you change that to 3. Shouldn't really be the shape layer. So you have the stroke to 3, and then you basically just create something like this, and you have like a white line. Pull this down, go to add and take trim parts. Alright, and now awesome people, you just have to animate these two properties, start and end. I'm gonna do it real quick for you. I'm gonna have the start right there, go over here, end it, and I'm gonna have the same thing end and there. And yeah, just make sure that the properties are in reverse. So when the start is 0, end has to be at 100%. When the start is at 100%, the end has to be 0. Okay, just take these two things and you offset them like that. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe I was a little bit wrong. Yeah, actually I'm gonna switch off the end animation, and there you go. Wait a second, something's not right here. Let me investigate. Okay, so basically both of them have to be at 0, so 0, 0 and then 100, 100, so it's gonna give you this effect. Well, it's not giving you any effect right now, but you basically select both of your end properties and you offset them a little bit and you're gonna get this. So it's basically gonna start and it's gonna end at the same time. You see that? That's really nice. So what you can do, awesome people, is you can create like a shape, something like this, and you can have it like that. So it's gonna basically animate like that, you know. And then go and add in some custom animation using the graph editor, and boom, you have got yourself a great lower third. So that was my tutorial on how to create some really high quality lower thirds in Adobe After Effects. Everything again, awesome people, is customizable. You can just go over here and change the color of your line animation. You can change the color of title holder from like this brownish, control shift Y, because it's a solid. A lot of people get confused that this is a rectangle. It's not a rectangle, it's a solid box. And change the color over here to, I don't know, blue, you know, anything that you like. So the alpha matte is not gonna affect the color that you're choosing. And again, same thing with lower box. Okay. Same thing with lower box. There you go. Created something completely different. Alright, so once you're done creating your lower third and you want to give it like you have created a nice intro effect for your lower third, but now you want it to exit the screen, right? So instead of working with all these keyframes again, there's a very simple way of doing that. Just take your main composition, the one that has all these open files, all these open layers. Take that and drop it onto it at the composition button. So basically we are gonna pre-comp this composition, and once you're here, do a right click on main, go to time and go to time remapping, and go to the place where the animation gets over, I think right there on 1 second. Create another keyframe, copy this keyframe by control C, move ahead in time, and basically just move ahead in time to the part where you want this to stay. So say if you want to stay if you want the lower third to stay for say 3 seconds, then move 3 seconds ahead, paste the same keyframe, take this first keyframe, control C, go to the end part and say control V. I can delete this other keyframe, and what's gonna happen is we are taking this first keyframe and this is the place where it stops. So this is the normal animation that we made, and then we're just reversing that same animation and it's gonna look very, very nice. So that's how I created my lower thirds, and you see the same thing. So we basically just have this intro and then it has that exact same outro. It looks really nice. So that is how you do the spin effects in After Effects. I almost forgot this bit. I had to add this later with editing. My name is TJ Style. Thank you so much for watching. Take care, everyone. I hope you learned something today. And peace out.